Let's begin from the science area. How do marine protected areas work? That's a pretty general question.
So the broad question is, how do these MPAs work,
yeah, right?
And I guess I'll start with a couple of comments on that, and these guys can fill in. But the one key thing is they restrict fishing activities in particular, but eventually they'll probably lead to other conservation efforts as well, water quality issues and that kind of thing. And by restricting fishing activities, they provide a tool for managers, conservation biologists, and scientists to have an idea of how these ecosystems that they protect operate in the absence of many human activities. And in particular, they protect entire ecosystems. And that's what really sets them apart from all the other conservation efforts or management activities, where we restrict the size of a fish that's taken, or the number of fish, or the kinds of kelp that can be taken. These actually explicitly state no take of anything within the ecosystem, so that we can really understand and have a tool for protecting entire ecosystems, not just particular species in the system. Okay, that was long, sorry.
Good answer.
There's a fairly well-known description of this from Andy Rosenberg, who said a while ago, as these things were being discussed, if you don't kill the fish so fast, they don't die so quickly. By not dying so quickly, that means they have a chance to grow, to be older. They have a chance to grow to be bigger, and much bigger fish than have many more eggs and larvae. And so you're not only protecting the individuals that might be inside a protected area, but you're also generating an entire population that has a better ability to make the next generation. So Mark's comments were exactly right on about how a marine protected area works in the here and now, but also it creates a legacy for the next generation, so that in the future we have more eggs, more larvae, and greater numbers of the same fish, not necessarily right there in the same marine protected area, because after all the eggs float away, but a marine protected area could then generate more of those eggs and larvae, not only for that area, but for areas outside.